You are about to hear a conversation between myself and my children. We all put down our devices and just talked to each other, something we should probably do more often. No screens, just a simple question to start and some careful listening. Here's what Clara and William had to say.
Can we do questions?
Okay, Clara.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question now.
Okay.
And you can take as long as you want to answer.
Got it.
How do you feel about not being at school?
I think I like it because sometimes I get picked on and I have the pressure to answer the question, which is nice. I don't have that much pressure on because the teacher sometimes does say, answer that question, and then everybody's looking at you like, what do I do? But yeah, apart from, like, I mean, there's no apart from, I just don't like it as much because I don't see my friends, but, you know.
So the downside is not seeing your friends.
Yeah.
But the plus side, the upside
is not having the pressure to answer the question if you don't know it.
Okay. Would you say that feeling of pressure is something that happens to you every day when you're in school?
No, not every day.
Just some days?
Some days. Not every day. Not that much.
How would you say you feel about your teacher generally?
My teacher is very, very nice.
Mm.
But sometimes
she's doing her job.
Yeah, she's doing her job. But sometimes she can say, do the question, honey. Don't know what it is, but apart from that, she is super kind.
What does it feel like exactly when you're feeling pressured by something in a classroom that you're being expected to know how to answer something and you don't know how to answer?
I feel nervous because there's like 29 other people just looking at you and they could be judging you.
Do you think that all of those 29 other people in your classroom know the answer?
A lot of them do, because there is a bunch of people in my class that are super smart.
But when you say smart, you're talking about school subjects. Yeah. And not all of them, probably just some of them.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes in a, well, what kind of subject would that kind of thing happen in?
Maths.
Any okay. others?
I think it's just maths that sometimes I don't know because I'm not the best at maths, but I'm good.
Mm. Yeah. In other subjects where you don't have that problem, do you think that there might be times when other people are feeling pressured and don't know what to say, but you might be one of those 29 people who knows the answer and is looking at them?
That, yeah, I think.
Are you judging them?
No, because it happens exact same to me, so I don't think that I would, because if it happens to me, then there's no point in doing it to someone else.
Yeah. So the chances are that actually those people aren't judging you.
Yeah.
They're just looking at you because you were the person who the question was asked of.
Yeah.
Mm. Does that make you feel any different about it?
Yeah. I mean, there's some people, like my friends, they give me a thumbs up after I get the question right if I didn't know it that well before and I just get it right. Mm. They're like...
So your friends are supporting you?
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I can remember everything about being at school, but there's two things that you said that really interested me. I can remember being your age and sat in maths lessons and really struggling to know the answer. Particularly, I can remember tests on times tables.
Oh, don't even.
Which I know you don't like.
And which I can do them. Mm. There was a stage, I think it was like year four or year five, when it's gone from year four, where I ended up really liking tests, because that, it was around year four, where I was improving a lot more.
Mm.
So I didn't feel as, like, oh, I don't know this question. It, like, I would get the question wrong, but I would at least try and be close to getting it right. I feel like from year four I've been getting much better.
Based on the work we've done with you on maths at home, I'd say you have got much better.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was that being in, you started talking about times tables there, and I was just about to tell you my experience that I remember anyway, my memory was that we'd be in a test and I could keep up at the very beginning because they tended to get harder. So if it was 3 times 5, I could count in fives. 4 times 10, I could count in tens and twos. And I was just about to be able to keep up by counting in fives, tens or twos. Other people would just know the answer. They wouldn't have to go 5, 10, 15. They would just know that 3 times 5 is 15. But I wouldn't. I'd be doing it by counting. And so as the questions got harder, I would get further and further behind. And that feeling of pressure and anxiety about that, I can still remember to this day. But the other thing that you said that really struck me was the feeling of support from your friends. I don't really remember classrooms being like that when I was your age. So I think it's really nice that you work on stuff with your friends and that your friends will know what your good points and maybe what your weak points are. And they know that you need encouragement if you get something right that sometimes you might find difficult. So that goes back to something you said right at the beginning when I asked you about how you feel about not being at school, and you said you miss your friends. So it sounds like your friends are a really important part of your school life.
Yeah.
Would you say it's the most important thing about school life?
I mean, the most important thing is learning it, but most important thing. Yeah.
So when you're learning at home, as we've been doing while we've been on lockdown, you've got the benefit of a lot of attention, but you don't have support of friends as well.
Yeah, but I get on FaceTime straight after school.
To talk to your friends.
Yeah.
But it's not the same, is it?
No. Mm.
So would you say that you're looking forward to going back to school?
I have to think that.
That sounds like a trick say yes, question.
But, see my friends, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's really it.
So the news came out yesterday that years R and 1 and 6 have gone back. But your year, year 5, it is up to the individual school to decide when children go back. So how does that make you feel?
I mean, it obviously makes me feel happy to know that I can go to school soon, but I don't mind laying on the sofa all day on weekends.
So you like the idea, but the reality, if I said to you, you have to go back to school next Monday,
I don't think I'd be very pleased.
Okay, you wouldn't be thrilled about
that. I'd rather
that.
Be... I mean, if I was told, like, on Saturday, I'm going back on Monday, I'd be like, why didn't you tell me sooner?
But do you think when you go back to school, eventually, whenever that is, that even though for a few days before you might think the idea is rotten, that once you actually start doing it, it would be okay?
Yeah, probably. I just don't want to, like, think in my head I'm going back to school soon.
Do you find...
I like it here.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Do you find that generally the idea of things that you might not be looking forward to is worse than the reality of it usually?
Sometimes I get really excited that soon I can go back, and sometimes I just, like, don't want to go back. And I'm not ready to wake up at 7 in the morning again.
There's been quite a lot of not getting up at 7, hasn't there?
Yeah, yesterday we started school at 10 o'clock.
Mm.
Usually we start it at 9 or 9:30.
Mm.
Yeah, nope.
Whatever happens, it's going to be a shock.
Yep. Can we talk about animals? They're cute.
Is there anything you wanted to ask me?
Not particularly.
I've got a question I want to ask you, though.
All right.
Which is how you feel about not being at school.
I don't really care, to be honest.
What, at all?
School was really boring. Especially year 8. Year 8 was so boring.
You talk about it like it's all in the past, year 8.
It's pretty much is, let's be honest.
You're making an assumption that...
we're probably not going to go back till September minimum. I doubt it.
Mm.
No, but year 8 was just a really boring year.
How so?
Classes weren't that great. Just nothing interesting happened.
What was the difference between year 8 and year 7 then?
Oh no, year 7 was your first year of high school, but year 8 was just year 8. You're not choosing your GCSEs, you're not doing GCSEs, there's nothing to do really.
Apart from the lessons and the homework. And...
yeah, but they're just boring.
So you're saying that you don't find the academic part of school very interesting?
No, some of the stuff is challenging, but... the only thing I like is PE, because you should just play a game of like rugby or football or something.
And what about the other parts of school, though, that aren't just lessons?
Lunch was all right.
Oh, lunch is always a high point of
not
the day.
Not as in like, just the food, just generally.
Mm. What is it about lunch that's... that makes it the best bit of the day? Are you saying it's the best bit of the day? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
It's quite a long break, and it's like, once you've had lunch, you only have one lesson left, which is always good.
Does everybody in your classes see it the same way, do you think? Is that a fairly common attitude?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few people that for some reason just enjoy doing like maths and stuff. They're kind of people that are just telling you for like, doing nothing wrong.
Telling you how? What do you mean?
Is in you'll just copy somebody's answer for one question or something because you just don't know how to do it and they'll like help you with it.
Mm.
And then they'll just get you in trouble for it, which is so pointless.
Oh, gosh. So that kind of thing happened. There's
it
like
can
a...
be.
Mm.
There are some people like that. They just grow up.
How often would you say you've seen that happen? Or has it happened to you?
It's happened loads, but when it does happen, it's just like really annoying. Because it's not like for the smaller things, it's usually like the bigger things, but it's like they weren't actually that bad. And there was just no point in it at all, apart from to like just ruin that person's day.
If something like that happened in a class, would you discuss it afterwards with your friends?
Yeah. Usually it'll be one of your friends.
Mm.
Because most of the time people do stuff just because they're bored. Like they just don't care, they're just bored.
When you say do stuff, do you mean things that are not really connected with the lesson that's happening?
Mm. Not really talking, because I don't really see that as a bad thing if you're doing the work as well.
Mm.
But if they're just bored and they're just not interested in the work at all, that's when they'll start doing something that's not really connected with the lesson.
What kind of effect does that have on the classroom and the way that the teacher gets to run the lesson?
Not really that different. If it's that bad, they'll just get sent to remove and it's like... most of us don't really care then, because usually it's just like kind of funny.
Hmm.
As in, it doesn't really affect the lesson. If it is affecting the if the teacher finds it's affecting the lesson, they just remove them. So realistically, it makes no difference.
Can I tell you what I think is interesting about what you've just said?
Right.
You're talking about it in a way that makes it seem like you don't hold the processes and the culture and the aims of school in very high regard. Like you don't seem to have a lot of respect for what it's there to do. Would you say that's a true reflection of your attitude? Or
not really.
Mm.
I don't enjoy it, but I do well. I don't want to do it, really, and it's not that interesting. But then I go back and look at my work, and I look at my tests, and it's like, well, I've done well, so obviously it's like not that bad. Like, I'm not doing that bad if I'm doing, like, usually like best, not best in the class particularly, but one of the best in the class. It's like, if I do something that annoys whoever or whatever, it doesn't really matter if I'm still doing well in the class. Like, if it doesn't affect anyone else, then it just affects me, but nothing bad's actually coming out of it. And I'm still doing well. It's like, I get given a negative for talking, but then I've got on top of that class. It's like, did it make a difference? No. Did it get 5 in like a week or whatever? So I didn't get it after school, so no, it doesn't make a difference.
So the impression that I get is that, as you've already said, you do well in the classes and you have generally good reports with teachers scoring you favourably. So you know that those things are worth doing properly because the evidence of that is that you do them properly.
Mm.
And you wouldn't do those things properly if you didn't think they were worth doing.
They are worth doing, it's just not that interesting.
So you are engaged enough to do what you are expected to do, and luckily for you, when you put that amount of effort in, you do well. But you are not engaged enough to talk about it enthusiastically.
Yeah. Maths is important, that's why I try to do well in that, because even if I don't like it that much, it's important, I know that. Stuff like DT, I'll do the work and I'll get through the topic and stuff, and I'll get through that term, but it's not important to me.
Right, so you're making your own judgment as you go along about what is worth, I don't want to say doing well in, because you do pretty well in everything, but you
take it more seriously.
Mm.
If I was to decide like next year that I really love English, I'll put a load more effort in, and even though I'm doing like all right now, I'm doing like quite good now, I could do better. But English is one of those things, it's just I'm not that interested in. If my opinion changed on a lesson like that, I would put more effort in. But at the moment, there's no lesson that I love like that.
How much of that is down to the individual subjects and your enthusiasm for them, and how much of it is down to the teaching, do you think?
Most of it is probably just down to the individual lesson. Because, PE, if I had a really bad teacher for PE, you'd make the subject less enjoyable, obviously, but I still like PE. Because, I don't know, I just really enjoy sports.
So that's a good example, because you're very sporty. Mm. Do you think it's possible that a bad teacher could spoil that subject for you?
It could spoil it, but it wouldn't put me off it. It's like, yeah, that year, or the period of time we had that teacher, the lesson would just be nowhere near as good as it was with like the best teacher that we have now. But it wouldn't completely ruin sports for me. I still enjoy sports. But there's some teachers that, like, with subjects you already dislike, and then just go in there, be super strict and, like, overly strict. But why am I going to try on your lesson then? I didn't enjoy it in the first place, but I did well enough to, like, get, like, average or above average grades. I think the most annoying thing that can happen is to be moved. Because then you're just, like, the whole reason you were doing something or talking or whatever is because you're near your friend. If you get moved, it's, like, it's just annoying.
So I guess then that technique is designed to be some kind of a punishment.
Mm. I mean, it doesn't really work that much because, yeah, it's annoying, but I think it's happened in science. I think I got moved like a table away from my friend. I can still see him. I can still talk to him.
Mm. So what's interesting about this is...
And sometimes it's not even you that's doing the thing wrong. It's your friend, but they just can't want to move your friend because they'll make a massive deal out of it, so they just move you instead, which is annoying.
Well, I guess that probably happens because the teacher's got 30 people in the class and it's not possible to see in every little incident who exactly was of it. I find that hard enough with only two young people in the house to know who was necessarily at fault. So
I mean, I get it, it's just annoying when you haven't done anything wrong but you still get the blame for it.
So it's very interesting that most of what you've talked about is about your attitude to the classroom setting and not really about the social aspect of school. So when I asked you if you missed school, well, you basically said no because of all that classroom stuff that you've just described in quite a lot of detail. But there's a huge other part of your school life as well. So when you walk out of our front door in the morning and you get to meet your friends and spend half an hour with them before school even starts, and then there's the lunchtime stuff, and then there's the stuff after school, and you can take quite a long time to come home because you're with your friends. Are you missing any of that?
I miss going out, but not school. School was dreadful.
I mean, the question originally was, how do you feel about not being at school or not going to school?
And I don't miss school personally. I miss like socialising around, like just outside in general, but I don't miss school.
So you're separating the two things. Mm. So then, all right, let me put the question to you another way. How do you feel about not being able to see your friends when you get to go out
every That's day annoying. Usually? That's annoying. I don't know, even if you're just like round Domino's and you just see one of your friends, it's like you can't do that. You can't really do anything now.
And that experience that you would normally be having is just hanging out with a bunch of your mates and chatting about this, that and the other.
Or stuff like goals, which is just fun, because the PlayStation is fun, but it does get boring. If I didn't have multiple games, I'd be so bored of it by now.
Mm. What do you think will happen when you do get to see your friends again on that daily basis, whenever that might be? And obviously we've no idea when that will be at the minute. Do you think you'll fall straight back into your old rhythms with talking to people in the same groups?
Probably. I don't think anything will change. I feel like we'll go back, everyone will do loads of stuff for the first few weeks, and after that, I'll just go back to normal. Yeah, I think, honestly, I think everything will go back to normal. Obviously, not like everything, but the way like stuff happened at school and the way stuff happened on weekends, yeah. Well, we're probably already going to go to Goals the first like time we can go to Goals. We're going to get loads of people.
That's your plan. So when lockdown measures are eased sufficiently, you plan to go and play football at Goals with friends?
Yeah. I also miss fast food. I like homemade food, and it is better quality, and it's better than fast food, but sometimes I just want a Domino's pizza or a KFC.
So when it's a school day and you are coming back home...
Domino's.
With your friends, do you go via Domino's?
Uh-huh.
How often would you say that happens?
Every day.
Every
day? We don't necessarily get Domino's every day, but we always go buy Domino's. Because somebody will usually be getting Domino's.
So you go because somebody will buy something?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Because I used to have like quite a bit more money because it was around Christmas. And I went so often.
Before you spent it all on other things?
No, actually, no. Because nobody was really going. I think I went like once or twice. And then it was like, I don't know, I was just hungry after school. And I'd only get like the £2 ones as well, which is why I started doing it so often. So if you're hungry after school, just go to Domino's.
Or come home and have a snack at home.
Yeah, but... I don't get pizza at home, do I? I mean, I do, but not for like a snack.
I made you a sourdough pizza at the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but that was like flat dinner. Not as in like a snack, because like getting home, I'll have like an apple or something. I'll go to Domino's, I'll just get a flat pizza. With like pepperoni, chicken and cheese on, which is sick.
So a highlight of the school day is going for a Domino's pizza for a snack with your friends.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, I'm not judging. It's just funny. Now I know why you're not home until 4:30 some days.
Yeah. Because of Domino's.
And do lots and lots of people do that?
A lot of people.
Do you talk about school with your friends after school? It's like, we don't talk about that.
We talk about everything. It's like a fight happened, you talk about that. Or if, like... There's some teachers that you just don't like and they're weird to have lessons with. Because I can't remember who, but there's this teacher who's on one second really happy, next second like shouting at all of you. You'll do something like that everyone finds amusing and the teacher will find it amusing. And the next second you do something similar and you're getting like sent to remove. It's like you just don't know what to do. You don't have to act in their class. It's really weird.
So you don't miss any of those things, and I can understand why.
I don't miss school in general. I miss quite a few people.
How about school as a relief from the repetition of what we're doing at the moment? Where all of the days are just blending into one, and you can't always remember what day it is because lockdown's been going on for 12 weeks or whatever it is. Do you see any benefit in that?
Sort of, but I think another reason why I don't like school a lot... is, I think, with lessons, there's about, most of the time, you won't have good days for lessons. You'll look, at the morning, you'll wake up and see what day it is. You'll look at the planner for your lessons, and they're all dreadful. And it's like, that has set you in the mood for the rest of the day to have a dreadful day. No matter how good the day is, your day's not going to be as fun, because you're like, oh, I've got maths, oh, I've got English next. So you're just constantly not looking forward to lessons. While at home, I can just pick what I want to do. Also, lessons are shorter, which is good, because the teachers literally recommended that we only have like 3 hours a day of school, which is a lot better than 6 hours a day.
Do you think you're covering the same amount of work?
Not quite the same amount, but not far off. Depends, some days I'll cover more, some days I'll do way less.
And the work that's being set for you for home, is there anything that you have... struggled to grasp the ideas or the concepts that you think might have been easier if you'd been in a classroom setting?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Well, that's quite interesting, isn't it? So that would seem like...
If I'm struggling that much, I'll either ask for YouTube or search up on Google.
So do you think that the general level of what's been set for you to do at home is easier than what's...
I don't think it's easier, but I don't think it's any harder, and stuff at school wasn't particularly challenging. Because that's the thing. Once every now and then, there will be that one thing that you get stuck on after that, you're fine.
Are there any teachers that you think were particularly good at explaining things that you would quite like to hear again?
Not really.
I know there was one particular teacher who you thought was really engaging.
He was really nice, and he was good at teaching lessons. That's one of the reasons he was good at teaching lessons, because he was nice. But then, less than halfway through the year, he started sharing the class with somebody else, who wasn't that bad, but just wasn't as good as him. And after, like, having 2 years of geography with him, just wasn't as good.
It felt like a backward step to go to that other teacher who you didn't feel was as engaging.
If I'd had them the entire year, then I wouldn't care. But it's the fact that it switched up less than halfway through the year, that's what was, like, slightly frustrating.
So my last question is about the idea of going back to school, which you are obviously not incredibly enthusiastic about. Do you think, though, that when you actually do get to go back, it's going to be okay?
Yeah, when you get back, it will probably be all right. It's just I'd rather know in a month or a few weeks advance than 2 days.
So if you were told...
Like, I don't want to wake up on a Sunday morning and be told you're going back to school tomorrow. I want to be told a month before so I know. Not even a month, a week or two. Just so I know that I'm going back.
So it doesn't feel like it's being sprung on you. So, because you are going to have to go back to school at some point.
But not till September, probably, so.
And then you'll be in Year 9, picking your GCSEs, which is a whole other big thing.
Year 9, you're obviously picking your GCSEs. Year 10, you've got mocks. Year 11, you've got GCSEs. And after that, God knows. But Year 8, it's just like a year in between that nobody really cares about.
So that's good, though. That means that the idea of picking your subjects for GCSEs and dropping things that you would like to drop is something that you're actually quite enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
Stifling a yawn.
I didn't even think about that. But those drop subjects I just don't want to do would be really good. Stuff like art, drama. Drama's all right, but the way it's been done this year just isn't that great. So like in drama, last year we got to pick our groups, which is why it was fun. This year we don't. We just get put in random groups. Everyone else goes to their friends, and somehow like me and three other people, like four other people, don't end up being together. Which I don't get.
So I think it's coming through quite clearly that drama is a subject that you don't want to carry on with.
If it was done well, I don't want to do it for GCSEs or anything. But it's enjoyable as a lesson. Like last year, it was actually fun because just got. Do acting with your friends is just kind of funny. And it wasn't really that seriously taken. Yeah, it just wasn't that serious.
There wasn't a pressure to achieve academic results. You could just enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a shame then that you want to drop that subject, because I would say that's the one of the main criterion for enjoying something is that there is no pressure to do it. You're just enjoying it for its own sake.
But I think the reason I enjoyed it is just because it wasn't like... You weren't just being taught stuff, you actually got to do stuff yourself.
So those choices are all to come in Year 9. Well, let's leave it there, shall we?
All right.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to have a listen back to the things that Clara talked about and the things that you've talked about and the things that jump out at me that I would like to get both of your opinions on, because especially you have talked about things that are very different in secondary school than they are in primary school. And I think it'd be quite interesting to get you two together to talk about those things because it's an experience she hasn't had yet.
I prefer secondary school, though.
It's ironic after the way that you've spoken about it. But let's come back to that next time.
I just realised that I'm going to have to do SATs. And... I don't want to do SATs because when people talk about them, they kind of seem scary. But I know it's not scary, but they kind of seem scary.
They are so easy.
Okay.
Like, I've got like 115 plus on everything. You spend an entire school year building up to something that's extremely easy that didn't need that much build up. SATs, there was a few questions you had to think about. And during the actual SATs tests, it wasn't hard, but you had to think about it more. But during the actual years and stuff, it was really basic. There was nothing challenging.
What did you do after SATs? Did you have, like, a party?
I think we just didn't do as much work after that.
So, but more excitingly than test in year six,
animals.
The idea of animals.
Thank you.
The idea of being able to choose your subjects
seems cool.
I mean, that would be good, but that's not till year nine, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, it does matter at some point.
I mean, yeah, but not till year nine, so.
I thought I'm excited to doing the woodwork and stuff like that.
Mm.
Is there anything you were excited about that you did that I should be excited for?
Oh, I mean, I thought DT would be all right. It's so boring.
One of the last things you said when we spoke before, William, was that secondary school was much better than primary school.
Yeah.
You'd spent quite a long time being a bit negative about the whole thing, and then you said that it was better than primary school, which, so it surprised me to hear you say that.
Multiple classes, you're not stuck with the same class.
Okay, that'd be cool.
It's like, year seven, it was more enjoyable because it was the first year of it. And year eight, I don't know, more enjoyable just because...
So it was more
More enjoyable in general. Like, overall, the experience is better. Because having, like, primary school was just a bit... When I was in year five, or, like, year six, and then I looked at the work and it was basic.
Mm, okay. Well, that's obviously personal perspective, isn't it? Clara, did you have something to say?
If we can ask you some questions.
You can in a minute. I wanted if you wanted to ask William anything else about secondary school, things that you're not sure about or don't know about.
Oh, I have a question. Yeah. Is it hard to show your way around? Because it's quite big when we
went.
No,
it takes you about 2 days to figure out where you have to go.
Okay. I have one more question. Didn't you say something about you can buy snacks? and there was like sausage rolls for lunch and stuff like that. And other stuff, obviously healthy stuff, not just sausage rolls. Otherwise that would be bad.
You can buy snacks. Not really sure about the healthier stuff though.
Because you never buy it.
Yeah.
No, there's just these none.
I'm pretty sure like every single day you just get sausage rolls.
No.
Well, the food experience is definitely going to be different.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's like the most exciting thing. I can't wait to try the food.
Well, that's interesting. Your takeaway is that the food prospects of secondary school are the most exciting thing about going.
Yeah, because there's so many options.
Okay. You asked if you could ask me any questions.
Yay.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have quite a few. Did you have any really mean teachers?
I didn't have a very mean teacher at primary school.
Okay.
I had a dinner lady who once force-fed me a pudding that I really didn't like, a thing called Gypsy Tart, which is disgusting.
It'd be funny if you listened to this and be like, whoops.
Well, I think that's not very likely.
I know, but still.
But she literally force-fed it to me. She held my nose and put it on a spoon and put it in my mouth.
What did everybody else think?
I don't remember, but I know what I did.
What?
I spat it out.
Ha!
And it landed on her shoe.
Ha!
And she sent me to the headmistress, who I was very friendly with because my headmistress, who I loved, Miss Harley, played the piano and I was quite a musical child. Huh. So she was quite fond of me. So when she heard what had happened, she said, well, you shouldn't have done that. But she had sympathy with the fact that I was being force-fed something, so nothing really happened. In secondary school, I've told William about this, I had a...
Do I know about it?
No, I don't think so. A PE teacher who was very scary. He was like, he was running the army when he was telling us what to do. But he had an Olympic medal and he never let anybody forget it. And I was, well, how do I put this? I was not a sporty child. I didn't have a body built for sport. So I wasn't very good at it. Plus, I didn't like it, so it was a terrible combination. And it was quite a sporty school.
That's sick.
That does sound fun.
But you really love sport. This is the biggest difference between us, is that you both love football and other sports, and I always hated that. I don't know where you get it from.
You don't mind watching us, though, play?
I love watching you play football. And I actually know the offside rule now, and it's only taken me, you know, 45 years to learn it. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you know anybody that had a crush on you?
In school?
Yeah. Pretty unlikely. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Oh, what did she say?
It's pretty unlikely.
It's just a joke. Calm down.
I think we're going to leave it there. I don't care to answer that question.
Okay, can you at least tell me after when this isn't?
maybe off the record. That's it for this time. Thank you for playing this episode of the No Screens podcast. We'll be putting down our devices, talking and listening again soon. I hope you will too. Bye for now.